This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. In his first visit to territory captured from Ukraine since the start of Moscow's invasion, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Crimea and Mariupol. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles Della Desma.
On Saturday, former U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media posting that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. He called on his supporters to protest. As of yet, there is no confirmation from authorities of any specific criminal charges against Trump. Trump has faced criminal investigation for decades, primarily in connection with his New York real estate business. His time as president led to other investigations, but he has never been charged criminally. This particular case, which could see him taken into custody, involves hush money payments to an adult film star to cover up an alleged affair. If Trump were to be criminally charged, it would mark the first time in American history a former president is arrested. A surrender by Trump at the office of the Manhattan District Attorney would likely attract demonstrations and physical clashes with police. This is VOA News. Two people were wounded Sunday in a shooting in the West Bank. It happened in the same town, Huwara, as last month's violence. Israeli medics say a car was hit by gunfire, wounding an Israeli couple. The incident comes as Israeli and Palestinian officials were meeting on Sunday in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh in a bid to ease tensions. The meeting was the second attempt, shepherded by regional allies Egypt and Jordan, as well as the United States, to end a year-long spasm of violence. Mediators are trying to ease tensions ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday of Passover. Protests and work stoppages continue in France. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protest of December 2018. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A deadly earthquake rocked Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office there said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 15 people dead and more than 380 injured, largely in the El Oro province. Many of the homes that crumbled were old and did not meet building standards for an earthquake-prone country. Authorities in Switzerland were scrambling to rescue Credit Suisse on Sunday ahead of markets reopening. The Swiss central bank lent billions to Credit Suisse to stabilize its shaky balance sheet, and talks are ongoing with rival bank USB for a takeover. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Authorities are scrambling to resolve a crisis of confidence in 167-year-old Credit Suisse. UBS was under pressure from the Swiss authorities to take over its local rival, two people with knowledge of the matter said. The plan could see Credit Suisse's Swiss business spun off. Switzerland is preparing to use emergency measures to fast-track the deal, the Financial Times reported, citing two people familiar with the situation. US authorities are also involved in brokering the deal, Bloomberg reported. The White House and U.S. Treasury declined to comment.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Canada moved to make immigration easier for Turkish and Syrian citizens already in the country. This a month after an earthquake killed more than 50,000 people in the two countries. Sean Fraser is Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. He said that Canada is committed to providing relief. This is VOA News.